When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the world is tossing me like a ship upon the sea, thou who rulest wind and water, stand by me. In the midst of faults and failures, stand by me. In the midst of faults and failures, stand by me. When I've done the best I can, and my friends misunderstand, thou who knowest all about me, stand by me, oh. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me, oh. When my life becomes a burden, and I'm near in chilly Jordan, O thou lily of the valley, stand by me. Stand by me, oh. Stand by me. Stand by me. Stand by me. Stand by me.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Thank you, Pax, for that beautiful song to open us up this morning. This is the day that God is making. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I look to the heavens. I look to the mountains. From where does my help come? My help comes from God, the maker of heaven and earth. And we are here today together to worship God, to remember where our help comes from, to remember the one who stands by us when the storms of life are raging. And so I'm grateful to be here worshiping with all of you this morning and glad to be back here after a week of vacation. I'm thankful for that time of rest, also thankful for all those who led in my absence and who led worship last Sunday as well. Thank you all, and it's really good to be back and to be together again this morning. I want to welcome each of you to worship. My name is Katie, Pastor Katie. My pronouns are she, her, hers, and I want to welcome each of you to this time of worship. If you're here for the first time, we're glad you're here. Thank you for coming and for visiting with us today. We would love to connect further with you if you are visiting. So you can fill out, if you'd like, a virtual visitor card, which is on your screen. And we'll put that link also in the chat box. So if you want to fill out that card and let us know a little bit more about you, we would love to hear from you and about you. You can also introduce yourself in the chat box if you'd like. We'd love to say hi to you and greet you there as well. I want to just share a couple announcements this morning. First of all, I want to say here today after our service, we are going to be transitioning to a budget review meeting in preparation for our annual meeting, which will be in just a couple weeks. But at our budget review meeting, we take time to look at the draft of our budget and to answer questions. So everyone is welcome to come to this meeting. You don't have to be a member. It's important to us that our budget is transparent and that we talk openly about the way we spend money and use money. It's an important thing. It's a spiritual thing. And so we encourage you to be a part of that and to give your input and bring your questions to that meeting. Also want to give a deep and special thanks to Rose White, who was working very hard on this budget, and to Todd Kozer, who together worked really hard amidst, after a year of a lot of uncertainties and changes in the way we do budgeting in 2020. So this was a lot of work. We give thanks for Rose and Todd and their work on this budget, as well as Shell, our office manager, who's had a big role in that as well. So we will take some time after our worship today. We're going to, at the end of our worship, we're going to take a 10-minute break. So people will have a chance to stand up, get some water, get coffee, whatever you need, and have a moment to refresh before we begin. So we will take 10 minutes at the end. And if you want to look over the budget before then, we will also post the draft in the chat at the end of the service. It's also available through the Tab News listserv and came out just last night. So you can go, if you're on that listserv, you can go and retrieve it there as well. So that's today. Hope you can join us for that meeting today. Also, just a general reminder of some of the offerings or ways to gather this week. We have our Tuesday morning prayer group at 8:30 this week at 8:30 in the morning on Tuesday. We also have our Bible study, which will be resuming this Wednesday at 5:30. And we will be looking at the lectionary text for the coming week. So please join us for any of those offerings. And we would love to have you and see you there. So let's continue now as we take some deep breaths and enter into this time of worship. Let's remember who we are and receive the Spirit and the Spirit's presence into our lives and into this moment right now. Let us worship God.
Will you join me in the call to worship? You, O God, are the great counselor, and you dwell within all our hearts.
We seek your counsel.
You, O God, are the one who keeps us through all our comings and goings.
We seek to know you as our keeper.
Our help comes from you, O God, maker of heaven and earth.
We seek your help. We lift our eyes up to the hills. We praise your name.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Pax, and my pronouns are they, them. And this morning, the first two songs we'll sing, I hope will invite you in the new year to wade deeper, to take courage, to step in as we start the year. And do the work of justice in our lives with God's help. I invite you to sing, I Will Wade With Me.
Jesus said, go out into the water just a little further from the shore. Jesus said, go deeper in the water and you'll find what you're looking for. Jesus said, follow me and leave everything else behind. Lord, I will wait out from the shore. I have faith your grace will meet me there and show me what's in store. I'm not afraid, not anymore. Even though I falter, though I fail, your love will never fade. Lord, I will wait. I will wait. I will wait. Lord, I will wait. Jesus said, go out into the water just a little further from the shore. Jesus said, go deeper in the water and you'll find what you're looking for. Jesus said, follow me and leave everything else behind. Lord, I will wait out from the shore. I have faith your grace will meet me there and show me what's in store. I'm not afraid, not anymore. Even though I falter, though I fail, your love will never fade. Lord, I will wait. I will wait. I will wait. Lord, I will wait. I will wait. I will wait.
Will you join me in the opening prayer? God of love, in this very moment, the star still beckons. Gather us and let the star call us to new ways of healing and hope, restoration and renewal, as we discover again Christ's call to discipleship. Amen. Now, please join me in the prayer of confession and just a programmatic note. This is sort of a call and response, and the bold parts are the response parts. Sometimes we feel lost and utterly consumed by evil. We wonder if we are lovable. We wonder what we can do and what our purpose is. And if we are honest, we know that sometimes our actions dim the value and worth of others, ourselves, and creation. Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Sometimes we feel lost in shadows of unclear choices. Which way will lead to justice, to transformation, to peace? We are afraid to risk a step out, unsure of the path, and frightened of what it will cost us.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
When we have fallen into complacency.
Lord, have mercy.
When our silence has become deadly.
Christ, have mercy.
Trouble us so we might act. Give us courage to speak and wisdom to know when to be silent so that others may speak.
Lord, have mercy.
Friends, God hears our prayers and sets before us the way of Jesus. God calls us and gives us enough grace and mercy to follow the way. Thanks be to God. Friends, believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are set free.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty, the Lord our God is omnipotent, the Lord our God is one. For the Lord our God is mighty, the Lord our God is omnipotent, the Lord our God is wonderful, the Lord our God is wonderful.
Friends, let us take a moment now to unmute ourselves and greet one another with the peace of Christ. Let us share with one another that peace, that deep peace that passes understanding. Share that peace with each other. Peace of Christ be with all of you.
And also,
you unmuted?
Yeah.
Peace, everyone.
Peace.
To you all. Good morning.
Peace in Christ.
Peace, everyone.
To you all.
Hello, everyone.
Peace to you, Mitch. It's so good to see you.
Mitch.
Peace, everybody.
Hi.
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 I'm there.
Peace, everyone.
Good morning. Peace, everybody.
Good
morning.
Peace to you, Patrick. Good to see you.
Peace,
peace.
Peace, bros.
Peace, Andy.
Peace.
Peace to Helen. I sound
old. Peace, Levi.
Jenny was with an image of Helen, but now I don't see either of them.
They're still there.
Hey.
Yeah, peace, Helen.
There. How you doing?
Oh.
Hi.
Mark.
Hi, Helen.
Peace, Auntie Laura.
Ah, there it is.
Oh, Santa Claus.
Hi, Vic. Hi, Charlene.
Hello, everyone. Salam to Raquel.
Oh, I'm not going to show us.
Still muted.
Hi, Allison, Mark.
Peace, Priscilla.
Hi.
Peace, peace.
Hey,
Katie. Hi, Bailey. Hi, Bailey.
Hi, Krista. Peace. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, Krista.
Hi, Catherine.
There we go.
We're right down there at the bottom.
Hi, Arda and Peter.
Peace to you, Julie. Good morning.
Peace, Ken. Peace,
Anna. Hi, Gina.
Peace. Good morning.
Sarah.
Oh. She's Sandy.
Oh, it's a friend.
Okay.
Hi,
Heather. Hi, Oski.
Hi, Scott.
Oh, yeah. Ran Elizabeth. Hello.
Pauline, I love your background.
Thank you. I wish I were there in reality, but it's the closest we're going to get.
That's great. It's very
lovely.
Touching.
Good choice. Good choice.
Hi,
Ed. No, we're not. Here we are. Right here.
Hi.
You can distribute it, Pauline, so we can all look like we're there together.
I won't do that. It was courtesy of Jim.
That's lovely.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Betty and Lisa.
Yeah.
Everybody's on.
Oh, hi, Krista. And Krista and Aria.
Hi, Aria. Hello.
I didn't see you.
Aiden said Aria, yeah.
Funny.
Oh.
Go through it again. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm about.
Okay.
The first reading is Psalm 121, A Song of Ascents. I will be reading from the New International Version, but I have expanded the pronouns a bit. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. They will not let your foot slip. She who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. They will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Holy wisdom, holy word.
This is the time in our service where we invite children and the young at heart to come closer for the children's time. So let's sing together to invite them.
You are a child of God. You are a child of God. Let your light shine bright to the world. You are a child of God.
Good morning. I realized that today is the first time I've done children's time since we went virtual. As we talked about momentarily, I'm not actually at TAB, but I missed the sanctuary and thought it'd be nice to virtually be in the sanctuary. I will be asking a question to the children and young at heart. And so if you or the adult that you're with can maybe write the answer in the chat, I can then share with everyone some of the responses. So this is a new year, and it is really hard to not be able to see the children's faces when talking. It's a new year, and like all new years, it's a time to reflect on the last year and the things that were important to us and the things that were less important. And particularly this last year was a really different year. And for me, at least, my life really changed. Like so many of us, I had been living in an apartment in the city and walking to work and going out at night and going to restaurants and theaters and movies, seeing with friends. And now I live out in the suburbs with my partner and his children and my dog. And the only time I go out is really to shop and to exercise with particularly long walks in the woods with my dog and one of the children, if I can get them to go with me. And so my question for all of you, children and young at heart, is what are the things that as you've looked back on the last year, are the things that you realize were really important to you and the things that were less important? So for me, I realized that actually all I need is in this house and the trees and the walks and my health. And I feel this great sense of gratitude that I have my health and the resources to be able to keep doing my job from home. But otherwise, the things that are really important to me are my family and my friends, which I can connect with either virtually, or in some cases I've been able to visit my parents, which I'm really fortunate to be able to do that. But it really has really brought home that what matters are the people in my life and the being able to go outside and enjoy God's creation and have opportunities to help others, which for me is my work as well as my volunteer time. And I've been able to keep doing that. So again, so for all of you, if you can put in the chat, just things that you've realized over the last year, reminded you again, that were really important to you. Are there things that you realize? So from Levi, my family and friends also. Anyone else? Anything else? Other things? Looks like Elliot is typing. From Gina, from Tonio, my friends that I miss in New Jersey. Tonio, have you been able to visit with them through the phone or Zoom? Ah, Lucinda, realized that imagination. And from Elliot, also missed doing soccer and realized that grandma and grandpa are really, really important. Yeah. Anyone else? If not, I will close in prayer and just say, to ask God to help remind us what is really important and help us to live our life the way God calls us to, based on love and peace and justice. Amen. Ah, dancing and Jesus.
As we move on in our service, I invite you to sing Tremaine Hawkins' song, The Potter's House. Reflect on the image of God as a potter and us as the clay, and that we have the ability to change and to take our broken pieces and become whole again with God's help. So I invite you to sing together this morning.
have fallen by the wayside of life. Dreams and visions shattered, you're all broken inside. You don't have to stay in the shape that you're in. The potter wants to put you back together again. Oh, the potter wants to put you back together again. In case your situation has turned upside down, and all that you've accomplished is now on the ground, you don't have to stay in the shape that you're in. The potter wants to put you back together again. Oh, the potter wants to put you back together again. You who are broken, stop by the potter's house. You who need mending, stop by the potter's house. Give him the fragments of your broken life, my friend. The potter wants to put you back together again. Oh, the potter wants to put you back together again. You who are broken, stop by the potter's house. You who need mending, stop by. Together again. Oh, the potter wants to put you back together again. Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's beautiful. Before I read the second scripture reading and preach this morning, I wanted to say that if you hadn't got a chance to hear Ana del Corazon's sermon from last Sunday, I urge you to go to our website and listen, take a listen. I was able to do that myself, and she preached from the story that we are going to hear again, actually, this morning. The same story we will be reading in just a moment. And her interpretation of that story was really deep and profound, and had some amazing things to say about how we need revelation from people that we consciously, sometimes unconsciously, other times push off or cut off and reject. And that revelation is coming from God, God's gifts to us. And challenging us in this time to be open to those gifts. So I really want to encourage you all to hear that sermon. And because of Anna's sermon, and because her hearing that story and her interpretation really stirred my imagination, and I couldn't get the story out of my head this week, especially in light of the events of this week. And I thought it would be good for us to come back to the story and to come to hear it again and approach it again. And hopefully by hearing it a couple times, and it will also really allow us to hold on to the story and to continue to find meaning and depth and God's Spirit speaking to us in this time that we're in. So I just offer that that invitation, and let's hear the story again. It's from Matthew 2, verses 1 through 12. Let us hear this epiphany story. After Jesus's birth, which happened in Bethlehem of Judea during the reign of King Herod, astrologers from the east arrived in Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the newborn ruler of the Jews? We observed his star at its rising, and we have come to pay him homage." At this news, Herod became greatly disturbed, as did all of Jerusalem. Summoning all the chief priests and religious scholars of the people, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem of Judea," they informed him, "here is what the prophet has written. You, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah, since from you will come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Herod called the astrologers aside and found out from them the exact time of the star's appearance. Then he sent them to Bethlehem after having instructed them, "Go and get detailed information about the child. When you have found him, report back to me so that I may go and offer him homage too." After their audience with the ruler, they set out. The star, which they had observed at its rising, went ahead of them until it came to a standstill over the place where the child lay. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and upon entering the house, found the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and paid homage. Then they opened their coffers and presented the child with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They were warned, though, in a dream, not to return to Herod. And so they went back to their own country by another road. This is holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God. Let's pray. God of Epiphany, God of Revelation, reveal to us what it is you have us to hear, what it is that we need to hear today. God, I ask that my words would be helpful, that my words would come from you, and that you would speak through me, and that you would speak in spite of me. God, bless this time and this time together. Draw us closer to you and to your will. Amen. All right, let me switch to gallery view here so I can see your beautiful faces. So if you start to fall asleep, I can actually see it if your camera's on, just so you know. but maybe you're smart and turn your camera off, so that's good. Anyway, it's good to see you all this morning. And I wanted to return to this story again today. I don't know. Well, first of all, let me say Epiphany. Let's just talk about Epiphany for a moment. As you may know, or maybe you don't know, the word epiphany comes from the Greek, which means showing or revealing, appearance. And this refers specifically, of course, to this story that we heard this morning. It refers to specifically to Christ's appearance in the world. And it refers specifically to the appearance of Christ to these magi, to the astrologers who are coming from far away and who are welcoming Christ into the world. So it refers to those things specifically, but it's interesting to me when we read this story, that the story of the magi, King Herod's presence, his desires, his scheming, his lying, this part of the story is very dominating. If you read through this Epiphany story, it's a continual threat throughout the whole story. Is King Herod's presence, his scheming, his lying. So we might say that the Christ child is not the only appearance on Epiphany. Herod and his death-dealing ways are also an epiphany. In other words, his death-dealing ways become clear to the Magi in this story. So the story, I think, reminds us that epiphanies of evil, appearance of evil that we are to resist, as well as the good that we are to follow, are part of what we need to discern another way home, right? Being able to see and understand what's appearing and revealing to us as bad or evil, and also being able to understand the good we are seeking and moving toward. That's all a part of epiphany. It's all a part of the discernment we need to find another route home. And that's just what the Magi did. After finding the Christ child, welcoming him, after understanding the lies and the evil schemes of Herod through a dream, the Magi left to go home by another road, scriptures tell us. And it seems to me like that is a task for us too, that for this new year, in this new year, we have seen epiphanies of both good and evil, and we are also searching for another way home, another route home. And so I don't know if you noticed this, but Epiphany was actually on Wednesday this week. The Feast of Epiphany was on Wednesday. Do you remember what Wednesday was like this week? I mean, Wednesday was Epiphany. On Wednesday, we heard some incredibly good news. I mean, Georgia. The two senators that were elected, the long and hard work of so many people in Georgia, especially Black and Brown people who mobilized, organized, knocked on doors, did the slow and hard work to make these two wins possible in Georgia, to elect Senators Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff, the first Black U.S. Senator from Georgia, and John Ossoff is the first Jewish man from Georgia elected to the Senate. It was incredible, incredible news. That was Wednesday. That was Epiphany. And then on that same day, in the midst of that news, King Trump, was stoking the anger of a white mob who then invaded and terrorized the US Capitol with a violent takeover, the likes of what we've seen before in this country. Confederate flags, signs that say Jesus saves, hanging nooses, wearing crosses, proclaiming in one way or another their right to supremacy. It has been said, and it's so true, and it's worth saying again, that if these folks had been Black, or Brown, or Muslim, they would never have gotten that far. Felony level crimes and violent terrorism committed by white people has been seen as something holy in this country. There is a kind of almost sacramental quality to it. And when I say that, I'm drawing and quoting from the Reverend Jackie Lewis, who said this week, "I'm so damn tired of living in a country that treats Black grief as a threat and white rage as a sacrament. I'm so damn tired of living in a country that treats Black grief as a threat and white rage as a sacrament." This terror also happened on Wednesday, which was Epiphany. Just like the Magi in Matthew's gospel saw the revealing of goodness and guidance as they followed the star to the Christ child, they also saw the revealing of Herod's ways, his lies, and his death-dealing intentions. We too have seen goodness revealed this week, like in Georgia. And we have seen the violence of white supremacy again and white Christian nationalism again. I think we can take it from the Magi that finding Jesus and following him has absolutely nothing to do with maintaining allegiance to king or country. We can follow the Magi's lead on that. In fact, our story is that in the Magi's disobedience to Herod, their obedience to God is revealed. Now, no matter how much Herod talked about Jesus, he promised his homage, he promised his allegiance. He probably wore Jesus garb. He might have even shouted, "Jesus saves." We don't know. But what we do know is that no matter how much he spoke and said those things, ultimately the Magi knew that his allegiance was to his own power and to ego and to wealth. And so following Jesus has fundamentally to do with resisting the powers of evil at work in our country, the powers that want to ensure racial supremacy and white power. Just like the Magi, we have to find another way home. And we have to find another way home. To do that, we also must be open to the epiphanies in our own time. We must grapple with the unveiling of ugly truth, how we play a part in it, as well as look for and embrace God's guiding star, God's guiding light in our lives. We must embrace both kinds of epiphanies in order to discern the way to go. God's creative alternative route home. We have to find another way home. Now, epiphanies and epiphany season, it happens to always be in the early part of the year, in January. And I think that there is something special about that intersection, with the intersection of Epiphany, the story, and the intersection of finding another way or starting anew in the new year. I know we're already 10 days into January, and you may be steaming full force ahead into 2021. You don't want to look back anymore at 2020. Thank God 2020 is gone, as many Christmas cards read this year. We just want to be over and done with it. But before we move too quickly ahead, I want to encourage us all to slow down a little bit. And in ways in the same spirit of Pauline's children's time this morning, to ask us to reflect a bit on the past, to look, be willing to look at some of the difficulty, the ugliness that we've seen, even to look at the sorrow and grief and loss we've experienced this year. But also to look at the ways that God has kept us, has been our guard and guide in a difficult year. The psalmist says this morning that the Lord is our keeper. The Lord will keep your life. The Lord keeps you in your coming and in your going, in all the transitions you make, from this time on and forevermore, the psalmist says. It's a promise we hold that in all of our transitions, small and large, the Lord keeps us. So though we are into 2021 and are anxiously awaiting change in a whole variety of ways, pandemic related, politically related, I want to invite us to slow down and find time for discernment and reflection. Heather and I, this week, we did just that. We found, we got out our old Christmas book, which is this blue sparkly journal that my mom gave us about 10 years ago. It sits on our shelf, and every year we try to make an effort to pull it out around the new year. And in it, my mom wrote that we should use this book to write down some of our important memories or events that happened over the year, to write down some experiences of gifts and graces that perhaps we didn't expect in the year, and then write down what we hope for in the coming year, alternative routes that we want to take changes we want to see in our own lives and in our family's life or in our work life or in our community, church community, and to write some of those things down and come back to them. Well, we pushed ourselves this year to do it, and we pulled out the sparkly book on Epiphany. We lit for the final time candles on the Advent wreath that were really small, but we made that time. And when we pulled out the book, we realized that we hadn't written in it since the end of 2016. So 4 years ago was the last time we wrote in this blue sparkly book. And the last words we wrote down, the last words, this is the end of 2016, were very powerful, very prayerful. They said, Donald Trump was elected president, period. WTF, exclamation point. Those were the last words that were written in our blue book. Isn't that powerful, prayerful, really, really profound, really profound words. You can see what our prayer life was like at the end of 2016. That was 4 years ago. But there's no time like the present, right, to start again. And so even though it had been a while, we took the book out again and started writing. And I'm grateful that we did. Because I think if we can take some time in reflection to tell the truth about the evil that we encounter, that sometimes is inside of us, that is apparent to us in ways that perhaps we haven't seen it before. That's the work of Epiphany, to talk about it, to speak out that truth. And then also, though, to tell the truth of the grace of God, the gifts of God, the guidance of God through times of shadow, the times of shadow of empire and death. That's the work of Epiphany, too, to tell about the grace and guidance of God. For example, we remembered this in 2020, that in the beginning of 2020, our friend Jimmy got freedom from death row. That was in the beginning of 2020. And then in the end of 2020, our friends, the Thompson family, also got freedom. And so 2020 was in one sense bookended by liberation. That's one way to look back and see, wow, lots of shadows, lots of dark, lots of death. But God is still faithful, and God is still in the work of liberation. And we have to notice, we have to look at that and celebrate the faithfulness of our God, who keeps us in our coming and in our going from this time forth and forevermore. So if you haven't already, I invite you to find some quality time. It doesn't have to be a sparkly blue book. And even if you're grumpy and sleepy, like Heather and I were, that's okay too. But take some time to write down important events or experiences that were difficult this past year. Write about the gifts and graces that you received. And then write down your hopes for the coming year. Alternative routes that you want to take. Changes you want to see in yourself. And in your family life or in this community life. And I'm serious about that part, this community life at TAB. Changes you want to see, whatever your spheres of influence are. Write down some alternative routes you feel the Spirit calling you toward. These are all Epiphany questions. Lift them up to God. Dedicate them to God. And then read Psalm 121 at the end and remember that the Lord is your keeper and watches over your coming and your going. Great is the faithfulness of our God. The Lord is our keeper, the shade at our right hand. Amen.
Thank you.
use me to do your will on earth, to do your will on earth. Use me to do your will on earth, to do your will on earth. Teach me, Lord, to do the work that you would have me do. I won't be afraid, knowing you will see me through. Guide me, Lord, to know the ways that you would have me grow. Call me and I'll go. Use me to do your will on earth, to do your will on earth. Use me to do your will on earth, to do your will. Teach me, Lord, to do the work that you would have me do. I won't be afraid, knowing you will see me through. Guide me, Lord, to know the ways that you would have me grow. Call me and I'll go. Use me to do your will on earth, to do your will on earth. Use me to do your will on earth, to do your will on earth.
Okay. As we look for new ways forward and new paths, we have been shown at least one way God shows us this through Jesus, and as a way of maybe not, as we look for ways around one large central somewhat unified thing, we decentralize as we seek our separate paths that eventually converge. And one step along the way of those converging paths is when we give our offering to pool our resources to further the work of the church, both Tabernacle in and of itself and the church universal. We can make donations through texting any amount to 84321 or visiting tabunited.org/contribute and make our donations that way. And in either case, if you can add the tag like in the text saying whether it's like pledger, visiting, or other, so we know how to direct it. And those tabs are also available through the donation in the tab website. So now if we will give our offering as we are able in whatever amount, trusting that God will use these things. Thank you.
Dishonors those who go before us, so lift me up to the light of change. There is hurt
in my town there is panic across the nation, and there is wailing the whole world round. But I am open and I am willing, for to be hopeless would seem so strange. It dishonors those who go before us. So lift me up to the light of change. May the children see more clearly, and may the elders be more wise. May the winds of change caress us, even though they burn our eyes. But I am open and I am willing, for to be hopeless would seem so strange. It dishonors those who go before us. So lift me up to the light of change. I am open and I am willing, for to be hopeless would seem so strange. It dishonors those who go before us. So lift me up to the light of change. God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above, ye heavenly hosts, Creator, Christ, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
We dedicate these gifts to the church's greater purpose and trust that they will be used as they are needed. Amen.
We will now transition to a time of prayer, of sharing our joys and concerns and testimonies. So all of you are welcome now to use the chat function to share, reflect on the service, to bring your joys and struggles, other prayer concerns you might have before God and our community. And in just a moment, Pauline will read those that come in. So please feel free to just let what's on your heart come forth in prayer. And we will honor those prayers and lift them up with you. The burdens you carry, we will carry with you. The joys you want to share, we will share in your joy. So let's join together now as we lift up our prayers.
From Geneva Butts, a prayer for our country, that we might find another way to live and work together. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Deb Burnham, please continue prayers for Barbara Tilley, a longtime friend of Tab, who has continuing medical problems. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Chris Purdom, in an interview this week, Representative Jayapal said a fellow representative had told their staff to be prepared to blend in for their own safety. My prayer is that we all have the strength and courage to not blend in, and that we go out into the world making it clear we are a different kind of Christian. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayers. From N, for all students and teachers returning and preparing to return to school, God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Lucinda, for courage not to be silent in the face of hatred and evil, God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Susan Wargo, prayers for the Thompson family as they discern their way forward now that they are free to do so. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Ed Dugan, in the recent months, anger and fear have taken over my life to a greater extent than before. Can I have prayers to strengthen me and help me know that God will give and replace anger and fear? Ed, yes, you may. We will pray for you. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Gwyneth, prayers for the courage not to return hatred with hatred. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Geneva, for a friend named Susan who fell and broke her eye socket this week, for her doctors as they help her recover. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Emmett, when atrocious things happen in our country, I know that TAB is a space where I can find shared resolve, encouragement, and hope. A prayer of thanksgiving for Pastor Katie's cultivation of this space and her inspiring words. Amen. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Greg Akins, for my friend Kay, his father is in the hospital having just had heart surgery and now COVID. Oh, I'm so sorry. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Mark and Ellie, for the backdrop of seeing the TAB sanctuary this morning. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Vic, a comfort for wisdom in responding to the threats against our democracy. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers.
We give thanks for all of you who have shared in this space what's on your heart. And we lift up all these prayers that have been spoken. We also lift up the prayers that you couldn't share for whatever reason or didn't feel comfortable sharing. But we honor those silent prayers too that are on your heart. And we give thanks for them as well and know that God hears them too. So with all of these things that have been shared and not shared but remain on our hearts, let's sing together this song, allowing ourselves to be led by Jesus, our liberator and friend, and let us find those words and use them as prayer for ourselves. Let us join together in the prayer that Jesus taught us. If you know it by heart, you can say it in your own version, your own language. If you don't and would like to follow along in the version that's in front of you, please do so. Let us say this prayer together. Our parent who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Step in, I have carried you through. Remember the purpose I have placed on you. Fly on the wings of your ancestors' songs. You belong. You belong. Stand in the strength of a tall maple tree. Find my roots that grow down, holding tree next to sea. Holding in, holding on, here you belong. Take courage, step in, I have carried you through. Remember the purpose I have placed on you. Fly on the wings of your ancestors' songs. You belong. You belong.
I'm so grateful this morning, as I always am, for PAX and for the beautiful music today, just in your discerning spirit, PAX, on the music that speaks to our souls. So thank you. And I just want to lift up those words here at the end that we heard PAX sing from Holly Near, which I think are a really great way to go out into the week with this prayer. She says, I am open and I am willing. For to be hopeless would seem so strange. It dishonors those who go before us. So lift me up to the light of change. So may that be words that we proclaim through this week. God, lift us up to the light of change, the change that you want to see in us and in our world. And may we be the people open and willing to follow and to go. So take courage and let us go out into the world in courage and in strength, knowing that God is our keeper who keeps us in all our comings and our goings. Go in peace. Amen.